Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a blessing to have another glorious day, a gift from the Lord our God. Every day is a gift. We have an opportunity to do greater things. At the last moment, people are going to be desiring, wishing they could have done something to help their loved ones. When the Lord come back and we're raptured, people are going to think about what they could have done in this last moment, the last day. This is important. Every day is a gift. Our prayers avail much. Earnestly pray for the people you care about, everybody you love, and everybody you can potentially be a blessing to. It's all right to pray for people. They don't even have to know. You can forgive their sins and pray for them. And, you know, when you stand in the gap for people, it helps. The Lord can, you know, He can't do anything for us unless somebody believes Him. He operates through faith, and our faith can make the difference. Our faith can make the day. Help people's eyes be open. It's all right to say, Lord, open their eyes to your truth and your love, and surround them with love and with faith. And I do this often because people, they see things the way they do. And they depend on people to pray for them, to pray them through. I know it works. My parents prayed for me. And on many broadcasts, I've talked about situations where I was in a pickle. I could have made a choice that could have altered my whole life or the rest of it. And the Lord helped me when I needed Him the most, because I know my parents, they prayed for me. They knew how kids did things. They knew they were kids before. They knew how boys did. And they knew how my mother had several brothers. And they knew the kind of things that you go through. So they prayed for me. And I got out of many situations and didn't get hurt. Didn't make dumb choices because they prayed for me, because they stood in the gap. We can't see the operations of God, but we don't need to. Never worry about how God, never consider how God's going to do something. All you can do is your part. When you believe God for something, earnestly believe Him for it. Know that He heard your prayer and you're important to Him. And your prayers are just like Jesus' prayers. Now, the more revelation we receive, the better we do. But it's all right. As long as you're operating in the love of God, your praying is working. You don't have to know all the scriptures to pray. Earnestly pray for your people, because the Lord can make a difference. And every soul is very important to the Lord. Now, I know the Lord has our back. So, I said something yesterday in the broadcast, in the Sunday school lesson, that when sometimes people break through in life in certain areas, and because of an illness, somebody who was believing God they were believing for their healing so that they could stop having cancer, for instance. And they break through. They get healed. Well, they have a reference in that area of life. And so their faith muscles are stronger. So when you have success in a certain area, well, start praying for other people since you've broken through, wherever you have success, use that ability. Every time you overcome something in the Lord, you did it scripturally, you have an ability. Your ability has increased. You have a new ability. Use it at your will to help other people. Use that ability. When the Lord taught me about authority, now, others taught me about it. I knew about it, but I didn't know I didn't know how strong I could be in Him. I didn't know the depths of what I could do with my authority. He said, when you tell Satan to stop, he's got to stop. And my mind didn't get on board with it. I said, well, what if I don't? When you tell Satan to stop, he's got to stop. The Lord, this is how the Lord replied to me. And the third time he said it even louder, when you tell Satan to stop, he's got to stop. And man, I didn't ask him again, but it registered. It clicked. Yeah, all the teaching that I had on authority just came together. And all the and I learned more about it. I listened to tapes and I did better and better. But I've always had great success in taking authority over Satan and doing spiritual warfare. And some Christians know about authority. They heard the same scriptures, but they don't use it. Well, my faith muscles, so to speak, are strong in that area because of what the Lord did and all the wonderful teachers that I had. You know, I listened to Kenneth Hagin and Chris Lucas was the first person to tell me about authority, and it made sense. But I didn't know I could stop gunfights and wars. And I've seen people that were captured by ISIS, and I tell Satan he can't kill them, and they get away. It happened. It's more than once. I don't, you know, if I was retired and I had more time to watch the news, I might sit there for, you know, a few hours a day and see who got captured and intercede. But I go about my daily routine. And when I see satanic activity, I stop it. Any Christian can do this. Any Christian can do this. Your prayers and your words avail much. We're not underneath Satan's dominion. He's under ours. Our feet should be on his head and on his neck. We don't supposed to live under his feet. We're supposed to do it God's way. Now, as you go forward in life, use what you have. You may not have everything. That's fine. Some people are wealthy and they can feed the poor. You may be poor, but you can pray. You got something. You can share the love of God. You can give a kind word. You can receive knowledge. If there's a problem on your job and there's got to be solved, you can pray for the answer. See, we're guided by the Holy Spirit. You have something. I've had situations where I didn't know how to fix this car or whatever. Sometimes I just didn't know how to do it. I did all I knew and I came up short. And I pray and I ask the Lord to help me figure this out. And sometime a plan will come to me. You know, I go get the schematic and the like. If I have an ignition problem when a car won't crank, I want to know is it on the ignition side or the fuel side. So I try to start the car with starter fluid, and if it doesn't start, then I start looking at the ignition side, and I look at the whole circuit. Sometimes it just may be on my heart to check everything on that circuit and find the weakest link and fix it. And sometimes it's the way somebody disturbed it, a loose connection, and then bad parts, bad wiring, and that's hard to find. And sometimes when nothing adds up, it's a bad computer, and they're expensive. So you have to receive guidance from the Holy Spirit. He already knows what's wrong, because he can guide you in all truth. The Lord is good, and he loves you. He will help you and guide you in life. And then you'll be able to help other people and arrest their attention. They already know that you love God by your conduct, the way you conduct yourself every day, your conversation. But when you help them out, when they see God moving in your life, it makes a big difference. And you know, some people are going through something even worse. They didn't listen to the Lord and they got caught up in cult life. You know, cults always, they will invade your life and try to, anytime people are involved with a cult, cults work against the love of God. It takes your freedom away. People tell you how to think and what to think and what to do, and we don't do this, we don't do that. And they're trying to merit their salvation. You can't earn it. The only reason that men are righteous is by the blood of Jesus Christ and their faith in his works. Jesus died in our place. And for me, I believe what Jesus did for me, that his blood washed away my sins. That's the only reason I'm righteous. Now I can proceed living. I can proceed in life. I can live. My prayers avail much. My heart's been changed. I got a brand new heart. I've been made righteous. But people that's in a cult, they're trying to do works. You know, they don't do this. And they don't do that. And they don't go here. They don't go there. They don't wear this. They don't wear that. They don't socialize with others. And they do foolish things. They don't get blood transfusions. They don't go to doctors sometimes. Cult life. Many people are caught up in this foolishness. And they put, you know, if their loved ones deviate, they don't socialize with their loved ones anymore. Cult life. That's not God. That's Antichrist. Anything that's anti-life is anti-Christ. Anything that's anti-Christ is anti-life. Satan hates life just like he hates God. He don't want to see you being kind to people. He don't want to see you helping people. He don't want to see your life working. He wants you to complain just like everybody else. He don't want you to operate according to God's wisdom. But if you do, then he'll try to make people... you know, they do right because, you know, their kindness can persuade people. See, anything that's wrong, the enemy will use. Well, I trust them because they're kind to me. Okay, that's good. That's fine. But everyday kindness don't make you righteous. Just because a person is nice to you don't mean they're righteous either. But when a person's been born again, it is notable. And it can arrest your attention. Which is good. But see, the backbone of a Christian is God standing right there to begin a relationship with those who believe on him. And people who are in cults, they get, you know... They have this demagogue leader that tell them what to do and who to marry and what to do, and it's ridiculous. They've lost their identity. And see, a lot of Christians don't talk about it because that's not how we do things. But there are churches, there are people who have deviated from the love of God, and they operate basically just like a cult. They use fear tactics and they try to control people. And that's not God's way. God gave you a brain. He gave you a mind. And you're supposed to think with it. You're supposed to govern your life. We teach people how to be saved. We preach Jesus so they can be saved. Now it's up to you to work out your own life, your own salvation. I don't tell people who to marry. The Holy Spirit don't even tell people who to marry, per se. If you're interested in somebody, he's the only one that has the ability to show you. He knows what's in a person's heart. He knows if you have the makings of a good marriage or not. But if you marry him, you got to stick with him. He knows whether they're fit or not. He knows whether they'll do his will or not. He knows things. So if he interrupts you, thank God. He's saving you a lot of trouble. But if sometimes he'll show you a good situation. Thank God. Now you know from him. And it's good when God show you what to do. But he don't make you do it. You got to use your faith to do it. The just shall live by his faith. And that's how it works. He didn't say the just shall live by somebody ruling them. The just shall live by his faith. It's got to be your decision, not somebody else's. It must be your decision. Why are you doing things the way you do? Because I love God. You know, I do things because I love God. I believe his word and I act on it. I believe his word, I receive his word, and I act on it by my faith. And that's how it's done. It's not a dictator telling me what to do and I just humbly obey him. That's not the way it works. And that's not even real. But the love of God is, I receive his word, I believe his word, and I will act on it by my choice. It's got to be your choice. Not because I'm coerced. I don't even do right because I'm coerced. I do right because I love God and because I was made righteous. It's natural for me to do the right thing now. It's in my nature to do what's right because I was bought and washed in the blood. And I was ransomed by Jesus Christ. I was washed in his blood. I was made to be righteous. I was made over. I was born and then I was born again. And I'm a new man, and I can do new things, and I can live, and the Lord is with me. And I can proceed in life. And when the Holy Spirit guides me in that still, small voice, I mix faith with those words, and I act on it. Some people hear what the Lord say, but they won't mix faith with it, and they won't act on it. But I mix faith with what God say, and then I act on it. And then I have the results of God. It's just like a woman that loves her husband and she loves him of her own free will. It's just like a man that loves his wife and he loves of his own free will. And so it is with all of God's people. Nobody has to bully you into something or coerce you into doing what's right. You know what to do. And you choose to do it because you love God and you do everything by faith. But every day we have golden opportunities to be a blessing. Let us do all that's in God's heart. I'm out of time, but the Lord's not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your whole life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus is Lord. And it's a blessing to encourage people in every way of life in the love of God.